100 word stories.
Are you up for a challenge? I'm up for a challenge. I got my coffee right here. Oh man, Lawrence Simon here. 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Weekly challenge 413. Any town but Funky Town. That's right. Any town. You had a choice of any town. You could even make one up. But any town but Funky Town. So let's see what people created with that. What stories they wrote in 100 words. First up to bat is John Musico. Oh, man. Let's see what he's got rolling here. John, tell us a story.
I think I'm going to join Jeffrey Fisher's lead and give a bit about myself, as he did. My hometown is included in the body of this week's episode. I'm what's called a federal physician. That means I don't have to be licensed in any particular state, but I can work anywhere. I can't be sued. When there's martial law, the local police can't stop me from going where I want to. Sounds all very glamorous, but when a politician is delirious in any emergency room, they flush the room and they call me day and night. So, not so much fun. Anyhow, here's today's episode.
Beverly Hills by John Musico. People think they know Beverly Hills. They don't. I do. I was born there. You'd think it's in the hills. That's only half the town. The residential and commercial districts are strictly separated. The commercial section is in the south, that is flat. When you go north on Cannon and cross Sunset Boulevard, at the intersection where the Beverly Hills Hotel is, and the street name changes to Benedict Canyon, there is where you find famous homes. Further north, which are in the hills, the homes are instead quite modest.
Thank you, John Musico. Next up, let's butter our toast here, as long as the toast isn't burnt. Let's butter our toast here with a little bit of I Can't Believe It's Not Jeffrey Fisher.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here with a pair of stories for week 413. My first story is called Last Exit. They call this the end of the road, the place to run when you've exhausted every other rabbit hole. When you're on the lam and ask where you should go, the answer is always anywhere but Funky Town. And yet so many eventually find their way here. Ah yes, Funky Town. Of course, that's not its real name, but it's the name that's stuck, what with the freaks and grifters and sad sacks who turn up here. And me, of course. I'm the man in the middle. If someone wants to find you, I'll find you. If you don't want to be found, I can make that happen too. After all, you're now in Funky Town. My next story is called Upstairs, Downstairs. George Clinton died and found himself in a white room filled with flowers. Creatures in robes with wings on their backs strode to and fro, arranging flowers, bringing meals, and laying out clothes. The bar was fully stocked with his favorite drinks. Clinton touched one of the angels on the sleeve. "Hey man, I must be in heaven, right? This here is Funky Town." The angel consulted an electronic tablet. "No, sir. You are in the correct place. Your entry reads, Any Place But Funky Town. Now if you will excuse me." The angel opened a CD case and placed the disc into a slot, then pushed the close button. The sound of Kenny G issued from the surround sound speakers. "Welcome to eternity, Mr. Clinton." Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Oh, gotta get me a little more coffee. Yeah, I'm trying for the typing sounds in the background of all the bumpers here. How's that working out? What do you think? Just dead air behind me. Well, it feels like dead air sometimes. We're live here! Oh, the air is alive! It's a lot better than the hills being alive with the sound of music, I'll tell you that. Oh, man. Oh, I've got to go get some flowers, got to go get some dirt after this. I should be doing my laundry. Yeah, right. Anyway, I'll just get this going here. Next up, Richard. Let's see what he's got.
Good morning. Well, it appears that we're doing introductions, and so here's mine. My name's Richard. I'm from the UK, and I was introduced to the podcast by a mutual friend. After a while, I started writing these stories, and now it seems I'm addicted. I doubt there's any way out. Interesting facts about me. Well, none really, apart from the fact that my ironing normally takes almost exactly as long as the podcast. And now you know what I do during the podcast. Anyway, that's me. These are my stories on the subject of any town but Funky Town. First one is part 50 of George's story, A Woman Scorned. So, what's the deal? Scowled Emily. You watch me get kidnapped without lifting a finger, then abandon me while you make a quick getaway? Then you come here, drinking tea and munching biscuits as if everything's okay. George tried to placate her. Hey, honey. Chill, baby. Just be cool about it. She stared at him. You sound like some 70s throwback. What do you think this is, Funky Town? Well, listen, Buster. It's anything but. Emily glared at him, then burst out laughing. Oh, dear. I can't believe you took me seriously. It's good to see you again, George. This one is Won't You Take Me? Taxi! Where to, Governor? I want to go to Funky Town. Won't you take me to Funky Town? Sorry, Gov, I can't. I can take you to Chinatown, Downtown, Dirty Old Town, or a town called Malice. But none of those towns are right for me. Can't we talk about it? Talk all you like, but the answer's no. How about Trench Town or maybe Motown? No, it's got to be Funky Town or nowhere. Come on, man. This is a taxi, right? Yeah, this is a taxi, but I'm the driver. And I'm telling you, discos, any town, but Funky Town. I'm really sorry about that one. I think I'd best go now. Speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. Now, I'm going to be trying to assemble this in GarageBand this morning. I'm doing these interstitial little bumpers here, these outros and intros. I'm doing these within Audacity, but I'm saving them as WAV files, and then I'm going to drag them into GarageBand and see what I can do with them. Hopefully not completely destroy the show. So there may be some issues with bitrate, and Stitcher is really stickler about being 64 or 128. You've got to declare it, blah, blah, blah. It's hard to change. It's really annoying. But with a bunch of people liking this thing on Stitcher, hey, you got to play for your audience, right? Not me. Next up is Lizzie. So, Lizzie, first off, it's great to have you at those Saturday things. It's really good. I like it. And hopefully you're getting a little better idea of how off my rocker I am. I don't even own a rocker anymore. That's how off of it I am. I don't even sit in the rocker. So, Lizzie, let's hear it.
The right place was also the wrong place. This yin-yang theory seemed valid, at least while Peter was aware of the fact that he walked a fine line of certainties and hesitations in a world of constant change. He would cross town to make sure his theory was right, lingering in shabby neighborhoods, only to realize that all the wrong places could never be the right places. He wanted to give up, but always gave in. That line before him became a harsh reminder that what was once perfect was really nothing more than a lie in shades of white. This was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Now, okay, so I'm saving these. I put these in a folder called Weekly Challenge Project. Everything is numbered. 00 opening, 01 John Musico, 01A John to Jeffrey, 02 Jeffrey, 02A Jeffrey to Richard. Now, you can't be sending these in with numbers because you don't know what order you're in. But I do. As I save your files from the folder that I've got called Weekly Challenge, I put the sound files in the Weekly Challenge project and I number them. Then I rip out the text, put it within the show notes in WordPress. I've got that create file thing as a bookmark for each week's show so I can quickly put it in. Then I rearrange the links at the top. And sometimes I bother updating the links. Sorry about that, John. So there you go. That's a little bit of the process and how I get these assembled. And then what I do is I just drag in the files in order, although that's going to change. It used to be Audacity. I'm hoping to do it in GarageBand because there are apparently some effects you can do. Also, I may do these as telephone talk kind of things because, I don't know, I may just play around. That's what it's all about, play, having fun, right? I may even put in some sound effects. Chad gave me a chip of those, and I really need to start using them. So here is Cliff and his story. Let's hear what effects he has.
So, our illustrious host asked us to reintroduce ourselves a couple weeks ago, and it made me realize that I've never actually said much about myself on here, so here goes. I'm Cliff, but I'm commonly known as Uncle Monster, due to a couple dozen nieces and nephews. I write short stories, plays, and I frequently tell lies on Facebook. I have a lovely wife, two spoiled cats, and a mild cold, but that won't stop me from recording a story on the topic of Any Town But Funky Town. I jumped in the cab and told him to take me to Funky Town. Oh, you don't want to go there. How about Groovy Town? I declined. What about Trendy City? Coolsville? I know, I can take you to Really Happening Village. I was getting ticked, and I demanded he take me to Funky Town. Oh, sir, I cannot take you there. I can go to any town but Funky Town. I asked if he was a wanted man there or something. No, sir, it's just that I have no soul, and without soul, you cannot go to Funky Town. All right, that's all I've got. Thanks, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, Cliff. I hope you're all doing better this week. A lot of folks were like, within the notes they were sending me, and it's like, okay, we're all going to get through the winter. Or if you're in Australia, we're all going to get through the summer. That's got to be weird for y'all down there. Is it winter? Is it summer? Is it spring anywhere? Well, it's supposed to be around, you know, these here parts, but we've had warm weather and then cold weather and then warm. I really want to get dirt flowers. Surprise the missus when she gets back from you know where. Oh, she went to Florida for a bit. First thing is like, have you broken anything yet? Yeah. At least she remembers her phone now. Shit. Right. Who's next? Oh, that's right. Okay, I know how to pronounce her name now. Seeker Ray. You see? I can do it. I can tie my own shoes. So, okay. Here you go, Seeker. Your story. Everybody, batten your hatches. Here it comes.
This is the first live voice of the Second Life Avatar Seeker Ray, and this is this week's contribution to 100 Word Stories with the prompt, Any Town But Funky Town. She studied the map. The route would take her several days of hard pedaling, but it appeared the terrain was fairly flat, and if she chose the roads wisely, she'd stay clear of nearly every town, no matter how small. Tara was convinced that she was still alive because she kept moving and avoided population centers. But now, posted everywhere, on fence posts, barns, and highway signs, were the cryptic messages about Funky Town and how the chompers were everywhere but there. Promises of shelter, supplies, and other normals. She slipped her toes into the clips and pushed on towards safety.
Thank you, Seeker. So, one of the things that really sucks about being on my own for a week, no, not that, it's the cats. Mist at night is a bed cat. Now she's all meowy. Meow, meow, meow. It's like, I'm in here, stupid. You can hear me talking on this thing. You can come in here, jump up on the table, roll around, I'll pet you. But without mommy around, she's like, eh. So usually I'll fall asleep around 10:30. Then Gina gets home. Then she lets the cats go out and play. But when the cats can't go out and play, they realize, oh, wait, we're not outside yet. So guess who they ask? Over and over and over. And I'm not going to let them out if they're, well, we can pretend that they're supervised. But yeah, Bruin proved that wrong twice. And every now and then, Nardo, you know, I'd wake up and I'd be, you know, go get a cup of coffee. And then Nardo would be, you know, knocking at the back window. Hey, can you let me in? Can you let me in? Yeah, real smart boy. Oh, man. All right, well, the accusatory face of our cats urge us to continue. Now we move over to Serendipity and see what she's got. Serendipity, tell me a story.
When I got the job, they asked me where I preferred to be based. I told them, any town. But, Funky Town, I hadn't bargained for this. The afros, the spangly jumpsuits, the strutting and posturing, and all the jive talking. It's just not me at all. But I've no choice, I'm stuck here. Sadly, the funny mascot business doesn't pay so well after all. But then again, what prospects do I realistically have? An ambitious, but overweight guy, with a drug habit, wearing a gorilla suit for a living. I'm just a spunky, chunky, monkey junkie. From downtown, Funky.
Thank you, Serendipity. Time for some more coffee. Really need to get that laundry going. I wonder when the garden store opens. Oh, then I've got this story fest thing in Second Life. I'm up at, let's see, noon Pacific. So it's 2 Central, my time. 3 o'clock, evil capitalist pig, Eastern Coast time. And I have no idea what it is in London or anywhere else in the world. Look, just plug in 2 Texas time. You should change all your clocks to Texas time anyway. I have 15 clocks in my office at work. I had to change them all. It's not actually that hard. Although I did break one while I was, but no one notices, you know? It's like, oh, look at all these clocks. They don't even look to see if the time is wrong. I didn't even use them. There was only 1 clock I use. A little flippy clock that's over the monitors. Not the one that's on the monitor. I don't pay attention. Is there any way to get rid of that? I don't pay attention to it. It's there. It's annoying. I pay more attention to the memory that's left on the system in that little memcache thing or whatever. That's important. Speaking of other things that are important, how about some stories from Tom? Would you like to hear that? Okay, I'll get out of your way. Here's some.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got 4 stories. But before I begin, since a reintroduction has been raised, I rise to the occasion in 100 words. I teach at a junior college just south of Muncie, north of Phil, and west of Tura, east of Zachman. I grew up down the road from Lawrence in a different decade, south of Michael Flatley, west of Michael Jackson, east of Captain Jack, and north of Dick Van Dyke. Of late, I've been active in the UU Church, but my strongest beliefs are to have another beer. My great-grandmother knew Chase. My family claimed Chicago for the greater glory of God in France, and it's been fucked up ever since. I'm a Navy brat. And now, four stories, count them four. The first, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 41. With a silent vow sealed, the decision of where to make their stand was the next order of business. Carter's Gap offered Morehouse. Bender's Turn countered to Monaco. Funky Town, said Proctor. Both revs chimed. Any town but Funky Town? Sorry, boys, but this band of brothers ain't no democracy. Funky Town is undefendable. No high ground, just ground. Else and Caesar will think we're idiots. Then we'll get cut to ribbons. Have you both forgotten your Sun Tzu? Said the doctor, turning towards the churchyard. Where are you going? To find a regiment of women. The plan was forming as he walked. Story 2. An elegant solution. The people of Megiddo had had it with the born-again tourist trade. As a final act to drive the pilgrims away, they changed the name of the town to Funky Town. In the first year, tourist trade dropped by 60%. The problem was, members of the Knesset were having none of that, and the Any Town But Funky Town bill went on to easy victory. So Funky Town was renamed Jesus Sucks. The Any Town But Jesus Town bill went on to easy victory. After a rafter of scatological names and scatological bills, the final name was agreed upon. New Babylon. Story 3. Up the Rabbit Hole, Part 9. In the darkness, strains of lip sync filled the air with disco. Any town but Funky Town, fought Adam X. He had no idea what town he was currently fastened to a chair. They had loaded him on a military transport, and he could now be seated anywhere on the greater North American continent. Hands settled on his shoulder, then the hood was removed from his head. It took a moment to readjust to the brightness of the light. Something high and white caught his eye. Fort Meade Lost and Found. Not the same place, Mr. X, said a voice behind him. And story 4. The times, they are a-changing. During the disco revival of 2260, towns all over the Central Territory changed their name to Funky. It became common practice to announce your municipality with a billboard of ungulating females with prominent posterior poses. The catchphrase, Any But Funky Town, moved into the English lexicon. It was a multiple-decade party that in the end ground the economy to dust. By 2310, the Neo-Puritan revival swept all the ungulation away. Towns got renamed Providence and Temperance, Any Town But Funky Town. In 2408, the Neo-Romantic revival proved so sexually explicit, some longed for the gentler days of Funky Town. And there you have it.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, so another thing. All right, I broke my space navigator, that little 3D mouse thingy. Those are so useful for that Second Life, whatever, virtual world stuff. I don't know if anyone else uses them for anything, but still, it's very useful. Fly camming around and all that, kind of cool. However, kind of easy to break. It lasted about 2 years or 3 years. I think I'm on my fifth one. Although I gave one away, gave another away. Well, I've given others away, but that's another story. And then broke one by pouring Coke Zero into it. Don't ask. Wasn't deliberate. I was being stupid. But I was getting my nephew one for Christmas. And I unpacked his, and I said, I'm going to overnight another. Then I had that directly shipped to him. So, and then I kept it because I'm such an addict. So I was without one until from Saturday morning when I did my reading until Monday afternoon. So I survived with the viewer camera controls. They suck. But I'm a lot better now. I've got my little fly cammy thing here. So I'm happy. Doesn't do anything else. Just sits there. Kind of like a paperweight. But blue. Glowing blue. It's so pretty. It should just be a blue light peripheral. Here's Munsey.
Greetings, penguins. Munsey here, bringing you a story with heart, with soul, and with funk. Except that I'm as agnostic as they come, so I'm unsure as to the existence of the soul. And this story is not about the heart. Nobody falls in love. So I suppose the funk is going to have to carry the weight of this whole story, isn't it? It is. Because you're not the boss of me, Lawrence. And I'll suffuse my story with as much funk as I want. And at the moment, I want much funk. I want the funk. I need the funk. Give me the funk. Gotta have that...
Shut up, Munsey!
Sorry. Anywho, here's my story. Reflections Upon Your Town and Mine by Christopher Monroe. There are a lot of towns out there, and, each in their own way, all of them are funky. Detroit has Motown, Memphis Stax, James Brown grew up in Augusta. Even Minneapolis has funk. Prince, Morris Day and the Time, and more. Who thought Minnesota would be funky? But it is. Every town is. Every town is funky. It's a beautiful thing. I tried to write a story about a town other than Funky Town, and found that I could not. But that's okay, because finally I've realized, I don't have to take you to Funky Town. You've been there the whole time. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munsey Munsey. That's it for me this week, penguins. And Lawrence, if you want the Shut Up Munsey sound file, let me know and I'll send it next week. It seems like the kind of thing you might want in light of the nonsense I spout.
Thank you, Munsey. I don't know what I'd do without you, but I would probably hop a lot. And that would be bad, because that would hurt my ankles more than they are, and probably a knee, too. So, one of the good things about this typing in the background for these little interstitials keeps me under a minute 30. So I don't go on really long, angry rambles like, who the fuck cares about Ukraine? Really? Crimea? Blah, 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 it's all world order, blah, 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 whatever. Who cares? We're all Russian speakers anyway. We're all speaking English in the end. And it doesn't matter in the end. It just doesn't matter. With all the pollution and horrible things and spying and, you know, bacterial antibiotic resistance. It's all coming to an end eventually. Plus, we're all eating corn syrup. The corn syrup resistant, insulin resistance, nobody's ever getting fatter. The internet's out of control. It's all fucked. So let's just write some stories and have fun. And pet our cats. You know who would like to pet my cat? Zach Man. I bet he likes cats. Let's find out.
"Hey, cabby, take me down to Funky Town," he said. "Sorry, no. Any other district, but not that one," replied the driver. "I can get another cab." "You could get another cab, but unless you walk or take a train, you won't get there because no motorized vehicle is getting into Funky Town until Michael Bay is finished filming the Scott Roche libertarian wink fiction trilogy. Your best bet is to get back on the commuter train until that stop," cabbie advised. "Thanks. I play the liberal internet executive who gets killed by his own bodyguard in the second act." Scott, I'm sorry about teasing you about LWF. That is, sorry that John Rhymes with Hero beat me to the punch. Good luck with your non-LWF Jenny Dare Indiegogo.
Thank you, Zach Mann. You are a shining star. Yes, you are. Although I watched Truman Show the other night, and then when that, like, Canis Major or whatever, Sirius light falls and begins, every time you watch it, you see more and more things that jump out at you. I remember seeing it in the theaters, and then the next day seeing it with, I don't know what you would, an ex that wasn't an ex that was, but I have a few fond memories. And then I had the ring in my pocket, but I never got it out. Because I knew it wasn't right. Or at least, you know, I was wrong. That, there, that's the admission. That's the soul searching for you. 15 years later, I was wrong. I am the wrong one. No, it never turned out to be the right one, I guess. Oh, I found the right one. Now I sound like I'm gloating. That's not right. Finding the right one. Hey, should that be a topic? Well, we've got a special weekly challenge coming up, so I'll talk about that a little more. Here's Chelsea to explain everything but that upcoming weekly challenge topic.
My Hometown by Chelsea. You know, this used to be a real funky town. Artwork on the street corners, interesting little shops downtown, an indie bookstore every time you turned around. Something happened to my town. I don't really know what it was or when it happened, but at some point, this stopped being the place I grew up. These stopped being the streets of my youth. Now all I see are giant office buildings and yuppie chain coffee shops. What happened to the place I grew up? What happened to the streets that shaped my world? What happened to my town?
Thank you, Chelsea. Okay, so here's my crazy idea for the weekly challenge. Not the next one, which the topic is already posted, but the one after that. Okay, here's my crazy idea. I came up with it yesterday. Since I'm all whiny about, yeah, put it in the comments, please, write comments, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're going to put in the comments of this show, is it this show? Yeah. The comments of this show, your suggestions for the pick two topics for the upcoming show. Not the one what is the topic? Not where is the time gone, the other one. Who do you miss? So you've got who do you miss after this one, and then the next one is going to be a pick two made out of all the topics that you put in the comments of this one. Is that confusing enough? I hope it is. So, yeah. So if you understand, show your understanding by putting in the comments of this one the topics that you want in that pick two. And you can just go hog wild and fill up the page or whatever and go nuts. It doesn't matter. But anyway, that's the idea. You think that's a good idea? Put it in the comments. You think it's a dumb idea? Well, it's not that hard to do, but don't post a comment. When you say, it's a dumb idea, and then someone will think that's a topic. See how it works? All right. Here's Spade.
Hey, it's me, DJ Spade, spinning a 100-word story. This one's called Taxi Driver. Ready to get down and put your stank on? All right. On the one.
Help me, somebody.
And let's go.
You dancing back there?
And let's go.
Look at you. You're shaking like a Minnesota ice fisherman taking a leak. You should copyright those moves. collect royalties or charity.
Kick it one time.
Say what? You can talk about it, till you turn blue, but we ain't going there. Are you listening to me? Listen, dancing fool, there is no Funky Town, so I cannot take you to Funky Town. It's some guy's metaphor, imagination, make-believe. So how about we just turn back to Washington, Senator, where we can all make-believe democracy is being served by lobbyists and super PACs with hidden wealthy donors.
When you gonna get up and let me do my thing? Kick it one time. Get ya. Get ya. Wild time. I'm on your trigger, baby.
Thank you, Spate. You know, I try to listen to these during the week as they come in and as I save them, and then I make little notes saying, oh, you should say something witty here and say something witty there. And then I lose the notes. I'm like, oh, crap, now I got to listen to everything all over again. Or do I really have to? Cappuccino, man. I'm loving this K-Cup thing, and I keep wanting to buy more. And then I look at the stack I already have and think, what do I need more for? And I've got this Guy Fieri sampler coming in, which is, like, overpriced. Every one of them is. But normally, I drink, I use my little fill-your-own, and I put, like, Hawaiian coffee in there. Kona and Kauai and Maui and... It's not Maui Wowie. I mean, that would be... It'd be kind of necessary at work these days. But we've got a new version coming up of the software, and it's like, oh, God. Are we going to get this in on time? Are we going to get that in on time? Are we going to reconcile these? Is it security? It's, man. It's an adventure, I tell you. You know what else is an adventure? The Madam and the White Yogi. Singh is just rolling with it, man. Rolling with it. So let's see what he's got. Coming up here, that yogi dude, it says, wow, better than, I don't know.
Foreign, Madam, and the White Yogi. A verse novel in progress by Chris Muni Singh, chapter 29. In this installment, Yogi has a dream that he believes is a message from Mago. And later it sets him on a journey. In the throat of the night, Yogi dreamed. Blue petal shapes swirling interstices, lattice window, net of jewels, star point to star point, a face, Sarasvati of music, learning with a mala, holding a palm leaf scroll, playing the veena. Under drone om, eight petaled, violet core. Through it, her sari, moon white, her face, the meeting point, slim lips, eye slits. Sarasvati? No, no. Margaret, gold diademed, peacock seated, her voice a chiming bell, becoming words, articulate. Stop dawdling, go, just go. Walk the ice, talk with mountains. Yogi woke, switched on the lamp. Wrote and wrote with ardour. Darling, I don't have visions your way, but you entered my dream like a thief. No, I'm not going all Jesus wept on you. But did we hit the same frequency? Being apart, maybe we're closer.
You were hummingbird blue behind a stone lattice window. I wanted to get through its cosmic geometry to your Saraswati lips, but this head's helmet is banal, benosic. How do I escape from a lead mask? People regard me, but I'm feeling wrong. I won't be long. I will be back. Always your Yogi. He folded, then licked the envelope to pass to Barhai. The next morning, Yogi followed Barhai downstairs to the workshop.
Why not sit and oversee? I have a meeting planned for the Kirtan Mandal where you will be our guest.
Yogi, obliging, rose to wave him off. Gaurav, the artisan, was soaring rosewood lengths. He smiled as Yogi watched him plane, then fit a dovetail joint. Yogi nodded approval for work done with a straight-up, solid heart. Little Chotu turned up with his tray bearing bottle-green glasses of milk chai. Gaurav took a break. He was a poor man with sinuous hands. His look was simple, kind. After chai, he looked about, producing a box for Yogi to balance upon his knees across his chola, holding 33 pieces of hand-carved sandalwood and ebony, elephant howdah, maharaja and rani, with tiny tusks, whitely ebonine, suggesting ivory.
Oot, said Gaurav, meaning camel bone.
There were figures on camel back, warriors on horses, siege leaders, soldiers, an antique Indian army. Gaurav drew out a matching chandan rani, making last naps and nicks with a pocket knife. Blowing dust, he pressed it to Yogi's chest. Apki rani hai, he said. Your queen. It was his way of saying, look after your wife. Chauhan's cream ambassador pulled up. Gaurav slipped away to furniture work.
Greetings, Yogi. Do you know Chaturanga? Chess was born in ancient India.
Chauhan, the history buff, soon told him how Chaturanga meant army, a royal game to strategize with elephants, chariots, horsemen, and foot soldiers.
It's in the Mahabharata. Two sides or four will throw down bones of dice.
Just like Shakuni, Yogi countered,
who cheated Yudhisthira of his kingdom?
Chauhan nodded.
Sorry, Yogi, we have a satsang scheduled, an invitation from a Sadarji friend.
Queen in pocket, Yogi thought of Margot as the solid ambassador engine elephant snorted. Gobind Electricals had a roll-up door. Amrik Singh smiled and greeted him, with marigold garland and two chubby palms joined in reverence. He spoke Punjabi.
Ao Santaji!
Then flicked a switch to English.
You come to my shop so nice!
He whacked a chair of its dust, the scourge of highway towns with dirty cloth, once a sleepy pyjama. His whip-the-snake technique also collected a bric-a-brac tray of defunct nuts and plugs, cannibalized parts. The folderol catch-all crashed in a screw-loose scrabble field.
Sorry, Santaji, I'm very, very much clumsy.
Amrik, a name aspiring to America, went hands and knees to clean up chaos quick. The sick man with a beard so neatly pressed into a hairnet glued with fixer puffed hard, clearing the path for hospitality. His young boy came from a nearby deep-fry witch's cauldron bearing greasy samosas and served them with more chai. So frequently offered, Yogi thought he should mainline it to save on washing up. At last the Sardar relaxed behind the counter and mopped his brow with sweaty relief. Yogi had been brought for a 15-minute in-store quickie blessing. Decorum needed small talk or distraction. Yogi noticed a wall frame, gold and tasseled. Its turbaned figure had black flowing beard, wore sword, a bow, a quiver of deer leather, while meditating on a tiger skin. Wearing a pelt, he looked more warrior than a skinny sadhu. "So, who is he?" Yogi asked. "Guru Gobind Singh, our tenth master," said Amrik. "In his past birth, he sat at a lake circled by seven mountains." "Also, where the Pandavas meditated," added Chauhan. "Is it real?" asked Yogi. "We call it Hem Kund Sahib near Badrinath." An inner urge told Yogi, "Go, just go." Almost on cue, a monsoon shower fell like a superpower upon an errant outpost, adding effect to Amrik's passionate telling of the Dasam Guru's exploits, the one who gave turban and beard to the Sikhs for coming times, a hawk against an empire. Aurangzeb, its Mughal in Kannadine, an anti-Hindu, swearer of false oaths upon the Quran, forcer of Islam upon two baby sons. Gobind's young refused and were bricked alive, praising formlessness to their last breath. Yogi was moved. "Please come for Hemkund Yatra," Amrik said. "Bless us with your presence." "When do you leave?" "Tomorrow, Santaji." "It feels the thing to do," Yogi agreed. Chauhan was flummoxed. "But what about the satsangs, the Kirtan Mandal? It's only 2 weeks off." "Plenty of time," said Amrik. "I will have him back. We must show Santaji some of India." "We will discuss with Barhai," Chauhan said, "and send a message." "Thanks, but I've decided," said Yogi blithely. "I'll let Barhai know." Chauhan was stymied. He couldn't say much now, checkmated by a local businessman. "Changa, I will book and pick you up quite early," Amrik maneuvered quickly. He was no prince of Bumbledom after all. "I had no choice. Yogi wants to go. He said straight out," Chauhan was reporting in the workshop. Barhai thought on it and cleared his throat. "Well, next time cut back on the daily satsangs. Screen the parties first. We cannot push the Ganga. She will flood or flow the way a river wants. Now is the time to exercise restraint. Not of Yogi, but our urgency. Amrik Singh will have him back on time, especially if we fate him at the Marhar Kirtan Mandal."
"Excellent. It will be even better."
But Barhai knew he had no other choice. You've been listening to Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel in progress by Chris Mooney Singh. If you'd like to check out further work of mine, you can go to my website, chrismooneysingh.com, or get the link from the program notes. See you next week.
Thank you, Singh. I'm telling you, this is coming up. This is becoming an adventure. I'm looking forward to when it's all together, sitting, you know, going back and just sitting down and listening to the whole thing. All in one good gumbo. Oh, man, gumbo. Got to get my ass to Good Company Seafood. I'm going to do that after work sometime this week. Figure, you know, maybe someone will go with me. Maybe someone won't. It'll just be a nice quiet dinner, like a $40 TV dinner. Okay, so Discover has had 5% cash back on movies and restaurants. I keep forgetting that restaurant part, so I put the stuff on Amazon, which is 2%, At least it's not the Bank of America, which is 1% for restaurants. But my God, what? Although it's 10% for some restaurants, if you get the special deals. This is so confusing! I should just be eating, you know, buying salad at Kroger and going home. Add onions and walnuts and cilantro, garbanzo beans. Eat healthy for once. Oh, sorry. Danny, can you just save me from my... What would you call that? Wallowing? Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 413. Any town but Funky Town. And trust me, I have come up with a town that is anything but Funky Town. Well, anyway, so, you know, I for all of you who are in Second Life, I wish to thank you all for wishing me a happy 6th Res Day, which is coming up this March 25th. Thank you so much in advance. I appreciate that. I also appreciate all the people who have... And I haven't verified or read the comments yet, but I will in a few minutes, as soon as I'm done recording this story. But you know, Crap is very adamant. You got to record these stories, otherwise, you know, he gets pissed off about this robot voice, and, you know, it's like, you just don't want to go there. You just record the story and be done with it, and that's what we're going to do right now. Weekly Challenge 14, yeah. Well, 413. Yeah, it is 413. Jeez, that's 13. Bad luck. Any town but Funky Town. Crapton, Florida. Recently incorporated in 2013, the town's founder and mayor, Eric Crapton, wink, is proud to say his family owns the horse manure, the cow manure, the chicken slaughterhouse, and the chicken manure factories that comprise 89% of the town's economy. The rest of the town's economy is created by the speed traps recently created on U.S. Route 301 in Bradford County, Florida. Take note of that. Crapton is the proud location for the 324th Walmart Supercenter in the state of Florida. Yes, there are additional speed traps in the parking lot. Crapton is a funky town, but only because it literally smells like shit. And if you love that story, you need to come to dannydwyer.wordpress.com, and I'm supposed to be posting more smelly stories soon. Have fun.
Thank you, Danny. As cheerful and bright as ever. And happy. Florida. I'm going to Orlando in June, by the way. Yep. Going to a conference in a few days early, so, yeah, I'm hitting the parks. Yep, gonna have my good time. Or I'm just gonna sit there watching people until they arrest me. I could use the walking. Oh, right. Okay, what's next? Norval Joe? Oh, my God, I typed it as Novral. Novral. I gotta fix that. Even though you'll never see it. I gotta fix that. That's how obsessive I am about this crap. And I always make a mistake, at least one every week. And I hate that. Oh, it's the wrong text. Oh, it's the wrong story. Oh, you forgot me. Oh, my link is wrong. It's like, fine. Write me afterwards and say, hey, fix it. And I'll fix it. There you go. Simple as pie. Let's hear Novral. Novral. Joke.
Thank you. Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge. I think it's 413, with the prompt that I know is any town but Funky Town. So here's my story. Merle and Verl Hurley left the railway station, walking down the center of an empty, dusty street, dressed in chicken suits. Merle's was plain white, while Verl was a Rhode Island red. Other men and women, similarly dressed, approached from different directions and converged on a large square building. Frenzied music blared from within, while poultry-esque patrons bobbed and jigged about the floor. Merle dug through a feathered pocket and asked the woman collecting tickets, "Is this Funky Town Hall?" "Of course it is," the woman said. "Everyone knows you ain't gonna dance the funky chicken in any town but Funky Town." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Philip Norville Joe Carroll. You are... what? I've already used Shining Star. I've used The Only One, The Wind Beneath My Wings. What haven't I used this week? Could that be a topic? I don't know. But when it comes time for you to put in the comments your suggestions for that upcoming pick two, that, and if there aren't enough, I'm just going to say, I'm just going to make it the fuck episode. You know, the fuck you episode. Now, the topic this week is fuck you. Actually, some of you may actually want that. And don't put that in the comments. And don't put all the upcoming ones in the comments for the pick two. Those are already slotted. I've recorded the little blurbs. They're already scheduled. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me, which is an invitation for you to mess with me. What am I doing? I should be doing my laundry. Oh, well. Okay, I'm going to go start my laundry while you listen to Tora. Is that a deal? Okay, we got a deal here. Deal? Deal. Here's Tora.
Another last-minute end-of-the-week submission. I like having the subjects a few weeks in advance, but I still find that inspiration doesn't always strike until the deadline. So, any time but Funky Town. "Take me to Funky Town, big boy," drawled the girl at the bar. I tried to look at her sideways, but she didn't have any sideways, so I looked her up and down. "Your mama know you're out late," I said. "Send her over and I'll show her Funky Town." I didn't see her move, but suddenly there's a knife poking my throat, and the bartender is plain invisible. I tried asking nice, so now I got to ask nasty. "Some guys outside. They want to talk to you. Real bad." I had a feeling we were going anywhere but Funky Town tonight.
We're almost done, folks. I promise you, we're almost done. So, Tora, thank you. That was great, but we're almost done here with this first attempt at mixing things and saving the MP3 file in GarageBand. It updated last night, so I'm sure there'll be bugs. And I got all these loops and stuff, and I can play with it. I can play with it. Will I? No, because I'm lazy. All right? Just going to get this assembled and out there in GarageBand. If it takes me more than half an hour, screw it. I'm just going to go back to Audacity because I've got all the pieces and it's not hard to do. Because, once again, I'm lazy. So, here's Planet Z, and then I'll have the wrap-up, save it. It's on the Weekly Challenge Project folder. Then I'll get that done. Then I'll try to assemble it in GarageBand. I'll post it up on the site. It'll automatically update most of the social networks, blah, blah, blah. You can share from there. And then you'll let me know how it came out. Hopefully you won't notice a thing except the fact that I babbled a lot about it in these little interstitials and bumpers and such. So here's Planet Z. Deal with it. Thank you.
I wrote a fourth act to Our Town. It begins with everyone in the cemetery sitting quietly, including George and Emily. Then, a bulldozer and backhoe roll across the stage, scattering everyone. Work stops. "What the shit is this?" yells a crewman. "This isn't on any maps." "Just dump it all in the woods," says a supervisor, and he bribes a county official. Finally, the land developer sticks a sign in the ground. Grover's Corners Country Club. The play finishes with half-inebriated rich people golfing. The fifth act is where they allow blacks to join, but still not Jews.
And there you have it, this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of Any Town But Funky Town. You see what others have done with it, what directions they went. Kind of cool, right? Some people hit the same groove. Others get all groovy elsewhere. Some folks don't even say funky. They just, any town. That was the goal. Other people went in other directions. It's kind of cool. It's neat to see how the creative process works in a myriad of people. And some folks didn't even write on it. So shame on you people. Come on. Come on back. The next topic is a normal one, a little emo. What did you miss? What do you miss? Who do you miss? Where do you miss? It's a little bit about loss. It's a little bit about regret. Put your feelings into it. You've had a long winter. Lay it on the table. So thank you very much to everyone who is a part of this week's weekly challenge, whether you wrote, recorded, listened, shared, danced the Watusi, and stuck a paintbrush up your butt and wrote a love note to Maury Chaykin. I don't know, but really, it's all about the creativity. So thank you for listening and being a part of this weekly challenge. And as always, keep it brief.